T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Thursday morning. 6 degrees at KNSS. Levi Minkovich, a sergeant with the Newton Police Department, died in an ATV crash Wednesday afternoon in Harvey County. Kansas Highway Patrol confirmed that one person died as a result of an ATV crash 3 miles east of Harvest Hill Road on Dutch Avenue. The 30-year-old Minkovich was driving his ATV when he attempted to jump into an adjacent field, but lost control and rolled the ATV into a creek. Kansas is likely to have pockets of a new, more contagious coronavirus variant, first identified in the United Kingdom, and it could become the state's dominant strain, according to the state's top health official.
Dr. Lee Norman also said that winter weather across the central and eastern U.S. has created a brief speed bump in the second phase of the state's COVID-19 vaccine distribution. The shipment of some vaccine doses from the federal government have been delayed a few days. The first recorded Kansas case of the United Kingdom coronavirus variant was in Ellis County earlier this month, infecting a student athlete at Fort Hays State University. The state health department says that a second case had been identified in Sedgwick County, and Norman said the person infected had traveled out of state. Norman said the case in Ellis County in northwest Kansas and in Sedgwick County in south central Kansas are not connected.
Kansas Information Network Steve Olinghouse reporting. President Biden says a majority of Americans agree with his plan to recover from the pandemic.
President Biden says a COVID relief package isn't just about the dollars.
It's about, in order to do everything from open schools as we should to make sure that we're generating income for people who are in real trouble.
The president met with several labor union leaders in the Oval Office as he continues building support for a $1.9 trillion recovery measure. A proposal within President Biden's plan would also increase over time the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour, a provision that has received pushback from some Democrats. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A chain launching a limited edition sweet treat honoring an historic mission.
Krispy Kreme will sell a Mars donut Thursday at participating locations to commemorate NASA's Perseverance rover landing. Meant to look like the red planet, it's filled with chocolate cream dipped in icing with a red swirl and cookie crumbs on top. Krispy Kreme calls the mission an epic and important achievement, offering the item for free to any of the 11 million who participated in the Send Your Name to Mars program. California's Institute of Technology celebrating sharing mocktail recipes for a mango Marsmosa and a Martian surprise on breakthrough.caltech.edu. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Actor and humanitarian Gary Sinise and his foundation have launched a new health and mental wellness network that will provide care to veterans and first responders.
The goal is to help those experiencing post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injuries, and substance abuse. The Gary Sinise Foundation Avalon Network is planning to establish 20 treatment sites nationwide to serve thousands of veterans, first responders, and their families. Sinise says that he formed the Gary Sinise Foundation in 2011 to provide support, raise the spirits, and improve the mental wellness of our nation's heroes and their families. You can find out more about the Foundation's efforts in the news story on our webpage. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We may still be cold, but we're going to be storm-free for a while, and it looks like temperatures may make their way in the upper 50s by early next week. This morning, temperatures have fallen into the single digits. We will get to around 24 for the high later on this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, our low near 8. 30 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 5 miles per hour and a chilly 6 degrees. 836 now, Steve at 10 of the morning here on KNSS. It is time for entertainment news, The Blur, with Ted Woodward. Ted.
And of course, people yesterday taking to Twitter reacting to the death of Rush Limbaugh.
Fans and foes alike took to social media following the death of conservative radio legend Rush Limbaugh at 70 years old after a battle with lung cancer. Limbaugh at his peak was the most listened to radio show host in the country. Senator Rand Paul posted on Twitter, "Not many people can say they revolutionized and stayed at the top of an industry the way he did." Conservative commentator Candace Owens wrote, "Let the life he led serve as a reminder to us all to fight nonstop for truth." Former President Trump called him courageous, while the Bushes in a statement said Limbaugh spoke his mind as a voice for millions of Americans and approached each day with gusto. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
It was 20 years ago on this day that Fox broadcast its first ever NASCAR event, the Daytona 500. In the final lap, Dale Earnhardt was killed after getting into a head-on collision. Here's Dr. Steve Bohannon, who was the ER doctor at the hospital when Earnhardt came there.
We all did everything we could for him. And additionally, there was an anesthesiologist who helped us maintain the airway. But he had what I feel were life-ending type injuries at the time of impact. And really nothing could be done for him.
That was 20 years ago today, the Daytona 500, and millions were watching.
Wow.
As Dale Earnhardt crashed at the end of that race and passed away. Larry King's estranged wife now disputing his amended will.
Larry King's widow is challenging a handwritten will which divides the talk show host's estate. Among his children, Sean Southwick King argues that her husband had questionable mental capacity at the time that the will was signed, which was just 2 months after he filed for divorce. Her attorneys claim King had just suffered a stroke and was susceptible to outside influences. The divorce had not been finalized. King has five children, but two died within weeks of each other in 2020. He died January 23rd of this year at the age of 87. In Sean's filing, she said the will he signed in 2015 names her as executor of the estate. A hearing has been scheduled for February 24th in Los Angeles. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The Golden Globe Awards pre-show returns to Twitter.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association and Dick Clark Productions again announcing a partnership with Twitter for the 78th annual Golden Globe Awards pre-show titled HFPA Presents Globes Countdown Live. Actress Sophia Carson and Access Hollywood reporter Zuri Hall will host from the Beverly Hilton in Los Angeles. It kicks off at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 Pacific, February 28th on the Golden Globes Twitter page and goldenglobes.com. A Twitter rep says fans will be able to celebrate the best of entertainment live and in real time where the conversation happens. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A resurfaced photo has a Bachelor contestant apologizing.
Demi Burnett, a Bachelor contestant, took to Twitter to apologize over a resurfaced photo of her wearing a Confederate flag jacket. In a video on Twitter, Burnett said she got the jacket as a gift and thought it was cool because it was a Kanye West Yeezy brand.
That's ignorance. That's ignorant of me not to pay attention to the Confederate flag.
She went on to say she had no idea the weight of the flag.
I'm disgusted with myself.
West told Los Angeles radio station 97.1 AMP that he put the flag on his clothing in an effort to claim the symbol for the black community. The controversy comes as the show's host Chris Harrison stepped aside because he didn't condemn another contestant's presence at an Old South party. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
YouTube's TikTok rival is coming to the U.S.
YouTube will start testing Shorts, its short-form video feature in the U.S., next month. In a blog post, reps explain each year more and more people come to the site to launch their own channel, but find the bar for creation too high, saying Shorts lets creators and artists shoot snappy videos with nothing but their mobile phones. YouTube initially testing the TikTok competitor in India, seeing the number of channels using Shorts creation tools more than triple since December. The Shorts player racking up more than 3.5 billion daily views globally. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
couple of notes from history. It was 100 years ago on this day that Warren G. Harding became the first U.S. president-elect to ever be heard on radio.
Ooh.
When he spoke on KDKA in Pittsburgh. That was 100 years ago. Look how far we've come since. 75 years ago on this day, it was the first ever telecast from Washington, D.C. to New York City through AT&T's coaxial cable. Ooh. Yes, it was a cable TV broadcast. General Eisenhower placing a wreath at the base of a statue in the Lincoln Memorial and some brief speeches. Engineers called it a success for the cable, although Time magazine called it, quote, as blurred as an early Chaplin movie. But the beginning of cable, going all the way back to right after World War II, and of course it would take about another 35 years before it became a nationwide phenomenon, cable television. Let's flash back to 60 years ago today, the release of this song.
And I wonder where she will stay, my little runaway, run, 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 runaway.
Runaway by Del Shannon.
Del Shannon.
It was a huge hit in 1961. It's ranked number 472 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Really took off after Del Shannon appeared on Dick Clark's American Bandstand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
At one point, it was selling 80,000 singles a day. Runaway. So what were you doing in February of 1961 when this song was released?
61. I'm going to say sixth grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With my good friend Larry Summerhauser running around Westlink there.
Yeah.
Chasing the girls, we didn't even know what girls were.
With this song playing in the background.
Yep.
Runaway was released 60 years ago on this day. And Steve loves it when February 18th rolls around because we have a huge birthday. There it is. The song stylings of Yoko Ono. This is John Lennon, the widow of John Lennon.
The artistry of Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono. It's her birthday today.
The sultry sounds.
She is
of Yoko Ono.
88 today.
Hey, didn't you give me one of her Christmas albums for one time? She's 88?
Yoko Ono is 88 today.
Man.
Yeah. Of course, we love to trot out some of Steve's favorites, Kiss, 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 here by Yoko Ono. There we go. And we wish her the best on her birthday. Happy birthday, Yoko Ono. 88 today.
The talent.
That's entertainment news in the blur right here with Steve and Ted.
All right.
KNSS.
No sale for a West Wichita building editor, Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. He's a big Yoko fan. Coming up,
Steve
and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.